My name is Jeff Dibel. I'm the visiting assistant professor of saxophone and jazz studies at Wichita State University. Next year, I'll be dropping the visiting part of that, and I'll also be the director of jazz studies. My development as a musician, I think, occurred kind of as a result of natural immersion in art and music. My parents were both musical, and the record collection I grew up with was not huge, but was filled with quality recordings. And I think I got used to the idea of musical eclecticism from an early age. I can remember sitting with my ear against the speaker, listening to the Abbey Road album over and over again. I took lessons from a fantastic saxophonist named Reginald Jackson, who still plays in the Washington, D.C. area. And if you've actually heard any of the saxophone quartet recordings on NPR, that's always his quartet playing. Taught me to be a musician first and a saxophonist second. Taught me how to make phrases. I can remember interrupting lessons so we could go down and listen to records of Pavarotti and Charlie Parker. All great art is something that embraces contradiction. While I think it's important to have an identity as an artist, I think it's important to try to break boundaries as an artist. And as soon as what you do as a musician can be boxed up really neatly and fit into some sort of identifiable genre, it's something that you need to re-examine and look at and see what you can do differently, and something that's going to be exciting to others.